from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
We're back here on Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Text me at 77999 if there's something local, Northwest music-wise, that you want to hear. Before the break, you heard some a band called Maclack with The Big Boss, Dead Electric, Patriot, and we started off the set with Final Body Curtains. Final Body's going to be coming into the studio at the end of the month, but in studio right now is MKB Ultra. Welcome to Loud and Local, y'all.
Hey, thank you.
Very cool. You guys made it up here on a Sunday night. I know it's not always the most convenient time for people. A lot of people have jobs in the morning, got to wake up and whatnot, but thanks for coming in so late.
You know, You're welcome. Musician time. It's all good.
Yes, yeah. I like that. Wake up a little bit late in the day, hang out all night. So I guess before we go any further, let's go around the room and introduce yourselves and tell us what you do for MKB Ultra.
Okay, I'm Mia, and I'm the MKB in the Ultra.
Awesome.
Yes.
I'm Laura. I do background vocals
and guitar.
Yeah.
I'm Jack. I've been up here before.
Indeed, you have.
I seem to keep winding up in different bands. Yes.
Yes.
And I record some of the ones that you end up playing.
Hell yeah, just like Maclack, the one we just played.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I am Five Track, and I play bass guitar in MKB Ultra.
Killer.
And he's as good a guitar player as I am.
Yeah?
It's a bass guitar.
Hell yeah. So tell me how we wind it up here with the killer album that we have. Folk Medicine is the album, and this is, I believe, the second album from MKB Ultra. Is that correct?
Yes, this is our second record. And how did we end up here, people? We've just been playing for a while, and we put our first record out in 2016.
Yeah.
And just gigged wildly and ended up looking up and going, hey, what are we doing? We haven't put out a record in a long time.
Yeah.
And we just started writing these songs. And actually, I pulled a couple of them together from some of the projects that I'd had in the past.
Okay.
A lot of songs laying around. And it just all came to life with these players and took on a life of its own, and here we are.
Well, and I'm newer. I'm new to the band as of, like, I'm on the new record and not on the previous record.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was in this one band for years and years, Green Pajamas, and we played our last show, and within, I don't know, 2 days of that last show, Mia calls me up and goes, want to be in my band? And I said, yeah, that'd be really fun. Because we've known each other forever and have always been fans of each other's music, and so it just was kind of a magical, obvious thing we should be doing.
Awesome.
Yeah. And so, we had our friend Lisa, who was our former backup singer, was off to do some heady stuff in her legal profession. Her job was really big. So when she left, I thought, I'm going to get somebody to play guitar who's better than I am and who can sing. And Laura, it just so happened. I ran into her. I was like, oh, my God, you have to be in the band.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Then we got Patrick on drums because Sheridan, our other drummer, went to... She's traveling the world now. It's really exciting.
Yeah, what's that band she's
Always.
In?
Always.
Always. Yes, that's it.
Yeah, they just got back from Asia.
Wow.
Yeah, and now for a while, the two of those drummers were in our band, and that was really fun. Two drummers.
Drum circle, yeah.
It was crazy cramming both drums into the Blue Moon.
Yeah.
Yes.
We did it. It was pretty good. But, you know, anyway, Sheridan was... We could see that she was on the way.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. Indonesia, where Europe. She's always off somewhere. So yeah. We got our friend Patrick has been playing with us for a while. He was out of town right now, or he'd be here.
Where are you at, Patrick?
and five track here.
Yeah.
Well, Sheridan was my roommate, and she was playing with Mia. She's a great friend that I've known for many years. She was my wife and I housemate for a while. So when she was playing with Mia, she suggested me on bass, and I have stayed, and she has not.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
So, Mia, are you kind of the mastermind behind this project? I hate to put you on the spot, that's kind of the thing, right? You're the MKB.
True. I kind of am.
Yeah. You're the ultra also.
I've had a bunch of bands, and I wanted to start a band again because I have, quote-unquote, quit music many times.
Ah, yes. Jack, have you ever quit music?
I've thought about it, you know. There was a dead time in the middle of the 90s there when the big grunge hangover happened in this town when I seriously was questioning whether I ever wanted to see a guitar again. A lot of other people were, too. And
yes,
then,
indeed.
You know, that passed in 98. Suddenly I was recording Zeke and the Black Halos and the Makers and Zen Gorilla, and it all came back around, and I was like, all right. But Mia, continue.
You stuck with it.
You find out that it's not something you can quit.
No.
It's just you, and you have to do it. So it doesn't matter anymore what is going to happen. You just have to do it.
Yeah.
And so I finally realized that. And I was like, I got to start a band. And I was hanging out with these guys, and we were playing. I had these songs. We were playing, and we hadn't figured out a name.
Yeah.
And we were just joking around about MK Ultra, as one does. And Five Track came up with the name MKB Ultra because we thought that was funny.
It seemed apropos.
It's Mia's initials.
A CIA covert project in the 60s. If we're people the listeners that might not know, it's LSD mind control.
The CIA was dosing people with LSD in the early 50s.
New York subway with acid gas.
Guys, they're listening right now. We can't be talking about this.
Okay, there's an author of a book on this they just had on NPR, so you're safe.
Okay, we're good.
It's a homage to psychedelic rock, if you will.
That's awesome. Well, I guess we'll get into a couple of the songs, and we'll be talking more with MKB Ultra about the process of the recording and whatnot, and some of their inspirations. And if you have any questions, text us at 77999. MKB Ultra is the name of the band in studio. You're listening to Loud and Local. Folk Medicine is the album. And here's Dress for the End of Time and Paper Tiger Sacred Cow. I was going to say crow because my eyes are really bad. All right. Here we go. Here it is. It's MKB Ultra on Loud and Local.
Live every moment like it. brink of the end. When one world is ending, another begins. And those who dictate or rewrite your past are the leaders, liars, and they are the last ones. Oh, ready yourself. Can't you see the signs? Oh, tell me what will you wear when you dress for the end of time? Oh, lose all your fears. All you'll do is shine. Oh, tell me what will you wear when you dress for the end of
And you're listening to Loud and Local. Of course you are. We got until midnight to dose you with the best in the Northwest scene here. 2 hours of it. And MKB Ultra is what you've been listening to. Two songs from their Folk Medicine album. We're going to kind of navigate our way through the entire record. It's six songs. We're going to play them all tonight. So sit tight and rock out with us. MKB Ultra is in studio. So I have some questions I do like to ask most people, but I was very curious about y'all because you have very good pedigrees in the world of rock music here in the Northwest, and you know this isn't your first rodeo, so I kind of want to know, like, here's the question, and let's go start with Mia on this one. What was the first album, so CD, vinyl, tape, whatever format it was, that you purchased on your own on purpose, not like a gift? So let's go around the room with this question, okay. And even if it's embarrassing.
Yeah, well, that's super specific, like, because my parents had tons of music that I listened to.
Yeah.
And I moved around a lot, so mm-hmm. I also didn't really, you know, have, I don't know why that matters, but it somehow hampered my decision to go out and buy my own music. So okay. I didn't buy anything until I was 15.
Okay.
And the one I remember buying by myself with my own money was Psychedelic Furs.
Nice.
Talk, Talk, Talk.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Is that one you'll still stick by today and like listen to it?
Sure. I mean, I don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
But I like them.
Still a solid record. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. Laura's up.
sorry, I'm just trying to.
I'm trying to remember. It was either Beatles' Let It Be or Yes, Fragile. It was one or the other.
Yeah. Solid. And how about you, Jack?
Who's Next?
Nice.
A nice record to start with.
And that on vinyl or tape?
On vinyl, of course. Yeah. On Decca.
Nice. Records.
You know, yeah. I still have it. It's thrashed.
Original copy that you bought?
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Ancient, so thrashed.
He's still got a lot of things from way back. He's got the truck that he had when he was 16.
No, let's not go. 18.
Okay, 18.
It's a planter now.
I like it.
It is a truck planter.
That's awesome.
Moving along.
And how about you?
Like Mia, my parents had a massive record collection, and I was extremely young when I started choosing things to add to it. So I can't pinpoint a first thing that I purchased, but I can tell you that the first music I remember hearing was the Bob Dylan side of the Concert for Bangladesh.
Very cool.
Ah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
All right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and Mia, let's go back to this question, too. So what was the band, you know, whether it was, you know, that project or whatever, what was the first band, musician, or anything that really it was a light bulb moment for you that made you want to pick up an instrument, that made you want to sing, that made you want to just, you know, do music?
Wow, this is going to be a weird answer because I don't, there's no straight answer for that for me.
Okay.
I started writing, well, I knew I wanted to be a singer when I was 8 years old. And at that time, it's going to date me.
Yeah.
At that time, I was living in Berkeley, California.
Cool.
There was a lot of amazing music on the radio.
Yeah.
And in particular, like, Patti LaBelle was on the radio singing and all these people. And I remember being inspired by a lot of that stuff. And I started writing music when I was about 12. Just to kind of express my feelings. And I didn't know how to play an instrument. So what I did was I would write the words down, just make up words and try to remember them so I could remember the music. That doesn't make any sense, but that's what I did.
Yeah. Makes sense to a little kid.
Yeah, and it's what I could do. And then I finally was like, I gotta play the piano. I'm just gonna, you know, learn the piano, which I did. And I moved around so much that the piano became really difficult. And so I, you know, it was just an ongoing story, but I finally moved to Seattle.
Yeah.
And I had an acoustic guitar with me that I had never touched, that my brother got for me. And I was like, this place is amazing. And everybody's playing music.
Was it 89 when you moved here?
Yeah, I moved here in 89.
That was a pretty good year,
I'd say.
It was a great year. And I worked I ended up working at KCMU, which was a radio station back then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And I had a bunch of friends there who all played music, and the guys that were also DJs, and they said, hey, you know, let's start a band and we'll teach you how to play bass. And that's the rest of the story.
That's
awesome. I played bass for 4 years and then I graduated on to guitar. So
that's killer.
That's a long one. I'm sorry.
No worries. And how about you, Laura?
Well, I would say, well, the Beatles were it. Mm-hmm. And my brother and I were both obsessed with them. And my dad used to bring us home singles all the time. And we would just always, we had music on just constantly.
Yeah.
And I remember distinctly, I started guitar lessons in fourth grade or third grade or something. And I skipped recess every day in fourth grade to play guitars with my friend.
Oh, that's awesome. That's killer. Start your little band when you're in fourth grade.
Oh, yeah. We were just totally into it.
That's awesome. And how about you, Jack? What was the band that like made you really want to, whether it be play music or record bands, what was the band that made you want to get involved?
Well, you know, it was not a very original answer. It was Zeppelin that made me want to play guitar and also made me want to become a recording engineer.
That's awesome.
You know, because I would just listen on headphones and I would just take those records apart in my head, just listening to all the components and going, wow, what's he doing? How did they mic this?
Yeah.
And then strangely enough, it was Black Sabbath's Bill Ward that made me want to play the drums.
Nice.
And which was actually my first instrument. I was a drummer before I did anything else. But, you know, not terribly original answers, but, you know, it was, that's what was in the water in the mid 70s, really.
Along with some other things.
Yes.
Fluoridation.
Well, yeah.
That's awesome. And how about you?
Again, like Mia, it's tricky to pinpoint because I was singing before I was talking and identified as a musician, I think, independently of and prior to any particular band having the impact. So that's probably your answer.
Fair enough.
He was a musician before he knew what a musician
right.
was.
You were born a musician.
Right. Yeah. In the womb.
Yeah, this guy lives it. It's true.
It's true.
All right, well, we're going to go back and do some songs from the MKB Ultra Folk Medicine. We've got Mind Loser and Before You Sink. Anything you want to say about these songs before we jump into them?
Wow. Mind Loser.
I'm going to lose my mind.
It's for people who, you know, have just, they're fed up with all of this out here. And I think you'll all know what I mean.
I think I can, you know, get a hint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it. All right, we're going to go into them. It's MKB Ultra here on Loud and Local.
To extract your DNA. This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Just a few minutes left of the first hour of Loud and Local, and if you have anything you want to hear, text us at 77999, but I know what you want to hear, and that's more songs of MKB Ultra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. See? A little transition there.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So, MKB Ultra, they've been cool enough to join us in studio, and we had them featured as the KISW Loud and Local Band in the past, so if you do not know about them, then you could definitely go and follow them on all their social media pages and and listen to their music, stream it, buy it, purchase it. Yes, so I will let you guys, you know, where can we find you online and find your music and whatnot?
Oh, yeah, okay. We got the Facebook page, MKB Ultra at Facebook. MKBUltra.com, believe it or not.
Okay.
And we're on Bandcamp as well.
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp, I think we're sort of nested under my page. My full name is Mia Catherine Boyle with a K.
And you are the MKB.
Hence the MKB. So, yes. But if you type in MKB Ultra in the Bandcamp page, you'll find us.
You'll be able to find it.
And yeah. It's Spotify and iTunes and all the usual suspects as well.
Yeah,
Stopify.
Yeah.
Stop the stuff.
So, you know, 2019, it's kind of weird. We only got 3 months left of the year, but 2020's around the bend. What's things look like in the future for MKB Ultra? Where do you want to go with the next few months or year?
Yeah, we're going into the studio again.
Wow.
Because we want to do another record.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're just sitting on these songs and we want to get them down. So we haven't been booking shows because we're sort of focusing on that. We're going to go in probably like October.
Late October or November or something like that.
And then start booking after that. So in a way, we're in a little live hiatus. But you know that you will reap the fruits of our labor in the winter.
Yeah, that just means we'll have to have you in again, and we'll preview premiere the songs on
Definitely.
The show.
Oh, yeah,
that would be great.
Delightful. Yeah. What about the other?
Yeah. So I want to tell everybody that while MKB Ultra is not playing live, you can go see half the band. The rhythm section and Jack have their own band. So it's the band within a band, and they're called Beyond Captain Orca.
That's awesome.
It's awesome, and they're one of my favorite bands. And what's awesome about them especially is that they are an improv band.
Uh-oh.
They do not practice.
Uh-oh.
They just hit the stage, and they start playing, and they just make it up.
I know she's selling it pretty hard here, but
I know it sounds scary. But
it sounds scary.
It's beautiful music. It's incredible.
We have no songs, no singer, and no overhead. We show up and play, and it's the damnedest thing. We've been doing it for like almost 3 years,
yes,
and it gets better and better to where people come up to us and go, "How
I
did
like
you?"
The second tune,
yeah, the second tune was really good. How did you rehearse? You know, and. We just kind of look at them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But the thing is, we
had a tape recorder.
We record all our shows.
Every show.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Multi-track if possible. And then I
take them. You can check them out on Bandcamp
as
well. Bandcamp.
I take the show. I get them multi-tracked if I can, and then I take them and I mix them, and it's like we put up an album.
I just love September 9th. That was their best song.
There's 20 of them.
Yeah. So it sounds insane, but we're doing every Tuesday in October at Tim's Tavern.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's like a little residency. We did it back in March, and it turned out to be. And we get our friends to play with us. And
Black Ends is going to play. Black Ends will Monster play. Boob is going to play.
Monster Boob?
Monster Boob is
That sounds
play.
Like a good boob.
Is Morning Glory Revival in on one?
They're not on this run. They played last run. But Virago is going to play.
Virago will
and
play.
And Trash Panda Go-Kart is going to play.
These sound like fake names. What do you
know? Velveteen Rabbit Hole is going to play.
Velveteen Rabbit Hole.
Oh, my God.
That's a real band.
It's a real band. Hey, we got a million of them.
I think my favorite band name that I've heard so far on Loud and Local is Sky Penis.
Oh, yeah,
I see their stickers everywhere.
Shout out Sky Penis.
You should be well in.
Wow.
You know what I say to people? Because, you know, I've been recording bands for like 30 years.
Of course,
and people are always like, who'd you work with lately? And I, some ridiculous band name, and I go, look. I just record them. I don't name them.
I name them.
I like it.
Actually, Zinnia named Beyond Captain Orca.
She did.
I wanted to call it Natalie Portland.
Five's wife, Zinnia, who's here with us cheering us on.
Hell yeah.
Actually. And
she
named
cake.
The band, and I remember I said, that's the name.
There you go.
And they looked at me like, what? I said, no, that's the band name.
That's it.
It's perfect.
And thus it was.
Thus it was.
And thus it was. And then that's every Tuesday at Tim's Tavern in October.
Yeah.
Five Tuesdays.
That's I like it.
Free admission, cheap drinks, cheap tacos, lots of rock and roll.
Tacos at Tim's Tavern.
Really great time, actually. The last residency they did was very well received and attended and a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Right on.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
While we're not writing MKB Ultra songs.
Right, right. So meanwhile, October we'll be recording. Probably December, November and December we'll start playing live again.
Cool. Well, I look forward to it. In the meantime, who do you guys have to thank and shout outs? And I'm going to kind of leave you guys to use this platform to say your things.
Oh.
Or just say, screw everyone.
I mean, there's so many people to thank because it's such a gargantuan effort to get a band
the back here.
Off the ground
yes.
and do stuff. I'd like to thank my band. They're incredible musicians.
Oh, thank you.
And I'd like to thank people like you for featuring local music on the radio, which is a big deal.
You're welcome.
This is not a small thing, and I bow down to you right now.
Hey, get off the floor. Get up back.
All right. Okay, I'm off the floor.
All right. I appreciate
it. Local music is so important, and especially in this town. Like, there's some of the best musicians I've ever heard live and work here, and it's amazing. So I'm very happy to be.
It's a changing beast, this city, but there's still a heart.
Tis.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not just tech bros.
No.
Imagine that.
I would thank all the bands that I've recorded in the last three decades.
Name them off. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, rattle them off. Yeah, you'll have to look at. You'll have to go to jackanddino.com.
There you go.
You can scroll through it.
Nice.
It'll take you a while.
Yeah.
But seriously, all the musicians in, I'm in like four bands right now, and they're all very near and dear to me. And
your bands, Jack. They're all amazing bands.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, I'm playing guitar in a new version of Sky Cries Mary that I've been playing with for 2 years.
Awesome.
And I'm in Beyond Captain Orca, which we spoke of. I'm in MKB Ultra.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who am I forgetting? I know there's another one.
You're in Upwell?
Oh, well, I was in Upwell. Upwell is kind of on hiatus right now, so I guess I'm not really in Upwell at the moment. I know I'm forgetting something but, you know, what kind of life is it that I can forget what bands I'm in?
I know. Pretty cool life.
Moving along.
Right on. Any other shout-outs or thank yous, or should we just jump?
Sure, I'll shout out to my band, Green Pajamas, that I was in for, 20 years, and we're the guitar player, other guy, and Jeff Kelly and I are doing a side project right now that's really cool. And
what's it called?
Well, we don't have a name yet. One of the other guys in the band floated the name Ravenna Witch Project, but Jeff said no.
Nice. I like it.
Aww. That would have been good.
I'm still fighting
the
for
video
that one.
Would have been right. Handheld camera.
Yeah, right. Perfect. Five.
Rock and roll is folk medicine.
I like it.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And with that, we will end. Here's some MKB Ultra off the album, Folk Medicine. Very appropriate. Thank you so much, guys. Well, MKB Ultra, check them out. Follow them. Keep updated with them, and I will keep you updated with them when their new music comes out, when they're playing shows. So here's Before You Sink, and Something's Coming. Thanks a lot, y'all.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Here's MKB Ultra on Loud and Local. No, there it is. Yeah!
Yeah. This is the Mighty Rock. A radio.com station, 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1. Seattle.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Oh, from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.